We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast and welcome in to the Toyota Lounge driven by your Front Range Toyota stores. Toyota, the official vehicle of DNVR. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined once again by Alyssa. Hello.
Hello.
You're the only one getting air horns right now.
The only one, dang
only
it.
Only one. Damn it. All right, guys. Hey, this is our seventh inning stretch show. This is the first game in a set of three against the Giants. The Giants haven't been here yet this year. We haven't seen them this year. Kind of strange to go this long without seeing one of our division rivals. We still haven't even seen the Dodgers yet, though. So crazy. This game, so crazy. In terms of what the Giants have been able to do, the Rockies, not so much. And I will say, though, hey, we're here in the bottom of the seventh. Jacob Stallings did just draw a walk. So there you go. There you go. Let's go. Oh my gosh, wait, hold on 1 second. We have the Raising Cane's rally cap. So let's see what these guys can get going.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
It's
Raising
so pink.
Cane's rally cap.
It's so pink.
I love it.
I don't know. When do you put on the rally cap? At what point? Because like they haven't started a rally yet. When is it appropriate to put on a rally cap? Let us know in the Toyota chat. I would love to know, like, is this too soon to put on a rally cap? I feel like it is, especially because the seventh inning is over. Hey, Wanda in the Toyota chat. Avs getting clapped so bad, they're talking about the Rockies. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Is this just not a good night for Denver sports? Last night was a terrible night for the Nuggets.
We are just down bad.
We
are
so down.
Let's look at the Zav score.
We're so down bad. We can't use down bad in too many consecutive headlines.
No.
It just doesn't work. All right. All five of the Rockies' wins at Coors Field have been come-from-behind wins. So that's fun. Actually, like almost all of the Rockies' wins in general have been come from behind wins. They've only held a lead in one game this entire season. So the streak has died. Thank God the streak died on the road. But it took my hopes and dreams with it, damn it.
I bet it did.
It's a really hard road trip. Hey, Trenton in the chat. If we are needing to score in the ninth, that's when you put the cap up. That's what I thought. But I didn't want to like dilly-dally. Some other things. In March and April, the Rockies went 7-22. In May so far, they have gone 1-4. Man, that's rough. I felt like there kind of could have been a chance, though, because the Giants were coming off getting swept in Philly. A four-game sweep, too. So I kind of thought we had a chance. Maybe not tonight. Maybe not tonight. By the way, since 2021, the Giants are 18-8. Against the Rockies at Coors Field with a plus 51 run differential. That is absolutely insane. But San Francisco only went 4-3 against the Rockies last season. And the Giants actually lost their last three of four games last year. So they didn't leave Coors Field well last year. But I guess they're coming back. They're coming back. I guess the Giants also broke a streak. They were in the middle of an 11-game streak where the offense had only scored 4 runs or fewer. But they've broken that streak tonight. That was in their game notes. I'm like, oh, well, you're sad about only scoring 4 runs.
Cool. I feel so sorry for you.
The Rockies haven't scored, like, truly, though. The Rockies have not scored since Sean Bouchard hit a homer in the second inning of Sunday's game. So we're in a rut. That's not just a slump. That's a rut. That is down bad crying at the gym to me. Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the Toyota chat. As always, we're watching this game together. So let me know what you're thinking, how you're feeling, if you have questions. And we're definitely going to talk about what we've seen so far, but also some of the things we talked about with Bud Black earlier today. That's what we've got going on. But first, I do want to talk about our friends at our Front Range Toyota stores, because they've got some durable legends that are destined for greatness and perfect for Colorado. Maybe you're conquering some off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, or like your friend's furniture that they bought and they can't move it. You can do that with a Toyota truck. There's a truck that's right for you, like the 2024 Tacoma and the return of the iconic 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring. Toyota's got 17 different models with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, like the 4Runner, because we know we need all those wheels here in Colorado. The weather's crazy. It's unpredictable. And also, like, we like off-roading. We like doing that stuff because we're fun. And Toyota also offers more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker to give customers numerous choices to reduce their carbon footprint. Hey, whatever you are looking for, visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota in Arapahoe in AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East and Stevenson Toyota West in Aurora and Lakewood, respectively. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies and the official vehicle of DNVR. Ooh, we got some Bet365 action going on today. We still have a giveaway going on, by the way. This is a 6-week giveaway. Each week you participate, you're eligible to win bigger and bigger prizes. If you've participated in each week, you're eligible to win a very big prize. So join us to win some DNVR merch this week. And if you keep playing, you could hop on a podcast. You could go to open practice with someone from the DNVR crew. How amazing would that be? Here's what you have to do. Join the Bet365 community, sign up and use promo code DNVR365. Deposit a minimum bet of $10 and then snag that screenshot of that active account and that $10 deposit. You got to have proof. Send that proof to promo at thednvr.com. Go to thednvr.com/bet365 for more information. There's a link in the description of this podcast. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. They believe every sport should be absolutely epic. And right now, new customers can choose between a bunch of different offers when they open an account at Bet365, but use DNVR365. That's the code to sign up. Deposit those $10. Hey, they still have the first bet safety net thing going on, by the way. But yeah, must be 21 or older. Got to be physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, DNVR365 is the code. Please gamble responsibly. Thanks, fam. Thanks, fam, in the Toyota chat. What are we talking about right now? Danny in the Toyota chat. I officially want to puke watching this offense. It's absurd. It's a little depressing. And I just, yeah. Danny also adding in the Toyota chat, Avs getting stomped. Nothing good going on this week. Trenton in the chat, the Toyota chat. Been dealing with a nasty migraine this evening. Just now checking in on the game. Box score is not encouraging. I will get you caught up on the game, including Dakota Hudson's kind of short start. Danny, though, in the Toyota chat. Ever since I hyped Doyle up, he has been in a slump. I blame you. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself.
Don't do it.
It's a rough road. It's a rough road. Dakota Hudson, a little bit of a rough road. What was the box on him? All right, let's look at the line score on Dakota Hudson. So yeah, we only got 3 2/3 innings out of him, and his pitch count was astronomical too. More on that in a second. But yeah, Five hits, four runs, all earned. He walked five. This was also part of the reason why that pitch count got so high. There were so many just high pitch count walks in that time that he was on the mound. He didn't give up any home runs. Hey, no home runs in this game yet. I don't know if I should knock on wood or not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like I would love a Rockies home run. Rockies home run when? When? So, Ty Block came in for Dakota Hudson there in the fourth inning. We got three innings out of Ty Block. He wasn't tagged with the runs that scored when he first came in, by the way, because those were Hudson's fault. But Ty Block, four hits, one run that was earned. He walked one. He struck out two. It was a fine outing for Ty Block. Nick Beers is in now, though. And it looks like he got us out of the inning without allowing a run. All right, Nick Beers, go off, King. Yeah, Dakota Hudson's pitch count, 95 pitches after 3 2/3 innings. That is insane. And I know Buddy doesn't like that. Yes, Trenton in the Toyota chat thanking me for catching him up. Here's what we've seen from some of our hitters. Yeah, Danny in the chat. This is how Doyle's been doing this game. First inning, three pitch strikeout. Third inning, a flyout. Fifth inning, a groundout. So yeah, Doyle is, first of all, he's been at the top of this lineup for a couple of days now. And even with Tovar back in the mix, Tovar is at second now. Tovar's hitting second. He hit a single, by the way, in the first inning. None of this has really been fruitful, though. He also had a flyout in the third, a groundout in the sixth. So it's like these guys just like aren't, it's not clicking today. Even Mac, we've only had one single out of him. Yeah, we've just got that single, I think, unless I missed something. I don't think I missed something. This show just started. It's hard to watch and talk at the same time, you guys. Hey, Trenton in the chat, a few multi-run home runs would be lovely right about now. All right, their starter, the Giants starter, is finally coming out after eight innings. I wonder if we see both Rogers twins this week. Yeah.
Are they both on the Giants now?
They were last year. I think they're still.
Okay.
Both
I was
there.
Like, I went to high school with them.
You went to high school with them?
I did. They were a year or two younger than me. I can't remember. Okay. So I didn't really know them, but yeah. Yep.
Tell me everything. What's the goss?
Not much, really. Their mom was the attendance secretary, though, and I had a horrible habit of being late. I think I told you this.
I know this story.
She was not too fond of me.
So you were fun in high school.
Yeah, you know, irresponsible fun. It's fine. I went to go get Starbucks. It was late to class a lot once I had my license.
Oh my gosh.
Oops.
Stop. That's so funny.
Yeah, but they were good kids though, really.
I'm sure they were. Well, I think you have to be. If your mom is the attendance secretary, you can't get away with anything.
No, you cannot.
You can't get away with shit.
Can't get away with shit. I didn't either.
Oh my gosh. I'm fascinated by them because one of them's a righty and then the other one's a lefty but throws submarine.
Yes.
And it's so weird. It's like they're the little yin and yang.
Yeah.
How were they sitting in the womb that they ended up like this?
Right.
Also, like, I feel like if I were them, I'd just pretend to be one player and be like, yeah, I'm ambidextrous. Come
pull
at me.
That'd be great.
It wouldn't work. That's so funny. If you had told me that, then I've forgotten. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was like, I can't remember if I brought this up or not.
That is hilarious.
Small world for sure.
Danny Riz in the Toyota chat. Dakota Hudson should be a starter for the Isotopes. That's really not an option. But yeah, Danny adding, I think about Doyle. I vouched for him to be our leadoff hitter. You don't think I know that I'm a jinx. There's so much going on here. There is so much going on here. All right, though. Bottom of the eighth. Doyle's up. A nice long at bat. It's like six pitches in. And he struck out. I'll put it in my scorecard. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to keep score live. That's what everyone wants to see on YouTube, right? Just a girl writing on her scorecard. Hardly anyone's gotten hits. Brendan Rodgers got a hit. That's fun. Jacob Stallings, as I think he's drawn two walks so far in this game, but in the second inning, a four-pitch walk with two outs. So that kept the inning alive. It kind of gives the guys a little bit of a chance. Montero, by the way, has been moved so far down in the lineup. He is batting eighth today. That is the lowest we've seen him all season. But he got a single. So I wonder if that was maybe like a little motivating to him, being moved down so low. Yeah, Jordan Beck, though, we're still kind of waiting for his bat to wake back up. He had a fly out to like right center that was like pretty close to getting out. If it was just like a little higher, maybe the wind was even doing something different. It went pretty far. It was one of the best swings we've seen from him all year, too. So I think we've got some Beck brewing, you know, not to be confused with Breck Brew. Who we'll talk about in a minute. Danny Riz in the Toyota chat. Is there a worse 24 to 48 hours in Denver history than in the last couple of years? Nuggets looked awful. The Avs need to do a lot. The Rockies need to hire Susie as the hitting coach. Have you not heard about my nightmare that I had? It's the most interesting thing I have to talk about this season, unfortunately. Where it was opening day and on the road. Take a shot every time I mention this stupid nightmare that I had like 2 weeks ago at this point. Oh my goodness. All right. So Brenton Doyle struck out. Ezekiel Tovar struck out. We got Mac at the plate right now. It would be so nice to not get shut out on this first game back. At this point, I'm just like really, really concerned. Like I was concerned before. I'm just only getting more concerned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, let's talk about Breck Brew for a sec. Hey, speaking of Breck Brew, they have a new IPA. Breck Brew's new West Coast style IPA, the Ridge Runner. This is a double dry hopped brew inspired by the untamed beauty of Colorado's trails. Hop back infused with whole cone hops and a double dose of Citra lupulin powder, which is going to give you that bright citrus note and a bright pine note too. So that's pretty fun. But yeah, as always, Breck Brew, the official craft beer of DNVR. They're our OG. Check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a beer near you. Find a Premier Members Credit Union near you guys. Hey, listen, if you're like me, you always want to get ahead with your money in this economy, you have to. What are you doing? That's why I'm going to recommend Premier Members Credit Union. They are a financial institution based right here in Colorado. With PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter, like a reverse tier money market. Whatever your goals, they can help. PMCU is all about creating a better banking experience for their community. So why not see what they can do for you? Check out becomepremier.com to learn more. Yes, Danny in the chat, the Toyota chat, adding that yes, he's heard the story about my dream twice already.
I kind of hope you have a new one, but also not, because that could be even further traumatizing.
Yeah.
But where could this go?
It's upsetting that like my work stress dreams like aren't about like my job.
Right.
It's about like their job.
Which is totally out of your control.
Totally out of my control. Hey, all three Rockies struck out in the eighth inning. That is very disappointing and also very unexpected. I mean, again, Ryan McMahon has been one of the best hitters on this team, and he can't even get it done right now. Boys. All right. Hey, Nick Mears is coming out of the game, by the way. Tyler Kinley's going to come in. It is the top of the ninth inning. Where were the guys numbers-wise heading into this game? Yeah, Mac was hitting 304 heading into this game. Diaz, 308. Stallings, 351. Like, so sneaky good. Doyle, 279, has just come down to earth a little bit, but still not bad. Good enough to be leadoff. Oh, Danny Riz in the Toyota chat. So we face Jordan Hicks tomorrow, who has a 1.89 ERA in seven starts. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is Jordan Hicks tomorrow. Peter Lambert's getting the start for the Rockies. Jordan Hicks, yeah, he's been doing real well through seven. That's ridiculous. That's just a ridiculous number. We have some injury updates, by the way, because we have a lot of guys injured. Chris Bryant, Kyle Freeland, Lucas Gilbreth, Nolan Jones, like a lot of these guys. So we talked to Buddy about it, too. And here we have some updates on Chris Bryant. He is hitting in the cage. He is running. So he is improving. Kyle Freeland, he's feeling confident with his recovery so far. The doctors are encouraged by his progress. He's been strengthening the elbow. So it seems like he's doing better. No timetable necessarily for his return right now. Lucas Gilbreth, I am very upset for him because he was so close to coming back after recovering from Tommy John and then has been dealing with this shoulder injury. It's been such a setback for him, but apparently he's been making a lot of great strides in the past couple of days especially. And then Nolan Jones, he's like a puppy. He's like a puppy who like he's just itching to get back out there. Okay, I was even though he's not ready. Well, it's like, okay, because I was going to go to a weird place. So, like, someone was talking about how their dog just got fixed and, like, they're doing, like, the whole cone thing. And, like, puppies just have so much energy.
Yes, yep.
Or, like, I have a friend who, like, had a puppy who, she's a border collie. But when the border collie was a puppy, he was so excited that they were, like, pulling up to the house that he jumped out the window and broke his little puppy femur.
Oh.
So, like, imagine trying to keep a border collie with all that energy. Yeah.
They're wild
contained
dogs.
And not moving.
Yes.
For like 8 weeks.
Yep. That's a perfect analogy.
So Nolan Jones has the itch to get back out there and play.
All right. Love to see it.
I'm not saying he's that beat up. I was like, where am I going with this analogy? I don't know. Hey, Danny Riz in the Toyota chat. I want Nolan to come back and get right. There is nothing to fix with Freeland, sadly, and it's been that way for years now. I don't want to agree with you. I don't want to.
I don't either. I still really like Kyle Freeland.
I know. We're rooting for him.
Right?
I don't want to agree with you.
Yes.
Is my official statement. Oh, my goodness. We've got some fun news. Justin Lawrence, back off the paternity list. We saw him back in the clubhouse today, but I have this amazing picture from his Instagram that he posted. He got a very special gift from one of his teammates. A very special gift. A very hilarious gift. Jake Bird, his fellow pitcher, got him a pair of dad sneakers, the white New Balances, the mowing the lawn sneakers.
This is incredible.
They're so funny. Like when I say these guys are best friends, They're all best friends.
They're having fun.
I hope we see him wearing them around.
I do too.
These are amazing. They're so fresh too.
I was like, they're really not that bad. I mean, they're definitely dad shoes, like, but they're not bad.
For the dad shoes?
Yeah.
Like those are nice.
Yeah, I agree.
They are nice. So yeah, got a kick out of that one. All right, we are still in the top of the ninth here. Two outs. Now three outs. All right. Tyler Kinley shutting it down. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. And we're getting the light show for our boys. Do they rally? Do I put the rally cap on now or do they have to score a run first?
No, rally time.
All right. Here is our Raising Cane's rally cap. Brought to you by, you'll never guess it, Raising Cane's. All right, so inside, this is a brand new hat. I'm so sad to be turning it inside out, but them's the rules, you know.
We have to do it.
Them's the rules. Do I wear it forwards or backwards?
That one I don't know.
I don't know. I think it doesn't matter, but I also want people to know that I'm really rallying, so I'm going to wear it forwards for now.
Yeah. For the bit.
We commit to the bit here. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is like, they also didn't ask for this. They're not paying for this.
Maybe one day they will.
Maybe they will. We're a fan of Raising Cane's. This isn't even one of their shows. Okay. All right. Those are all the injury updates, right? Oh, Noah Davis. We did hear that he's just been in Arizona getting better because he had that upper back strain. Very weird. Backwards. He's saying backwards. Okay. I'll listen to... I'll listen to our number one Toyota chatter. Danny is okay. Are the Avs rallying?
They're trying. Last I saw it was 3-1 now if they just scored. I could be wrong.
Hey, if the Avs are rallying, I think the Rockies can get on board too.
Let's go. We need a rally.
Jinx, you owe me soda.
Okay, this just got weird.
Or we grew up watching the same television shows.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I will get you a soda from the bar. From the DNVR bar. Here at the corner of Colfax and York. All right. Camilo Doval is pitching for the Giants here in the bottom of the ninth. And Elias Diaz, one of our best hitters, but who has gone over 3 so far in this game, he is going to be up first. Let's see what these guys can get done. Let's see if they can get something done. Hey, before we really pay attention to this ninth inning together, let's talk about our friends at Chinook Cedary. We got to get these rocks some seeds from Chinook Cedary. They're also the biggest seeds on the market, baby. Let's go. But yeah, also some things you will get, some perks you will get with Chinook Cedary sunflower seeds. No sandpaper tongue, no salty burn. You can eat those seeds all day long without tearing up your mouth. And isn't that the best part? And you're going to find flavors you can't find anywhere else. Lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, dill pickle, hatch chili, smokehouse barbecue, cinnamon toast. These are delicious. You have to try them. You can actually get a sampler where you can try all 8 flavors. And again, they're the largest seeds on the market. Head over to ChinookCedary.com. Use code ROCKIES for 20% off that order. Best seeds ever. Hey guys, we have some events coming up here at DNVR as well. Get some takeover tickets. That link is in the description of this show. I think we've sold about 10 tickets so far, so we still have a good number left. But this coming takeover, it's going to be the 26th. It's a Sunday game. It'll be the final game in the Phillies series. So those always get crazy. Even back in Philly, things got so weird. That's also where like Kyle Freeland hurt his shoulder. But again, an unrelated injury to the injury he has now. I just cannot stress this enough. But get those tickets. Just join us for the takeover. How often do you get to go in a suite? And you'll be with like a bunch of us who you know are fun. Like we're not stuffy.
I need to get my ticket. I want to go do this.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. And I think we're going to do a show afterwards. It won't be like right after the game.
Yeah. Slightly delayed one.
A slightly delayed one. Whenever the bus gets back.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out later.
Whenever my ride gets back here.
Whenever my ride gets here. Oh, I can't read Luigi's. All right. Hey, Elias Diaz grounds out. Brendan Rodgers, though, draws a 5-pitch walk. All right, so we got a guy on base. There's just one out right now. The rally cap is rally capping, you know? Knock on wood. What else do we need to talk about? Oh my gosh. Hey, here's some fun news. The Rockies got mentioned on one of the baseball meme accounts and it wasn't derogatory.
Let's go.
I think I sent you a screenshot of it, but it was from Baseballer. It was a delightful fun fact about old friend Jamie Moyer. But yeah, apparently. Okay, so there are only 2 Major League Baseball players in Major League Baseball history with the last name Moyer. It was Ed Moyer and Jamie Moyer. Ed Moyer died November 18th, 1962. Jamie Moyer was born November 18th, 1962. So that's wild. They're also not related. So,
that is wild.
And then someone in the comments on that pointed that out. Jamie Moyer has been teammates with Davey Lopes and DJ LeMahieu. Davey Lopes is 79 years old. DJ LeMahieu technically still playing. Still young.
Yeah.
So. Luigi in the Toyota chat. Yay. Nothing derogatory. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. All right. Anyone else on base now? Do we have anything else going on? We've got Sean Bouchard at the bat. A pickoff attempt? Well, it looks like Rogers is still at first. Okay. Guys, we're all watching this game together. Again, I'm not disseminating a live broadcast of this game. I would never do that. It's not legal. We're just all watching the game together. Am I right? Am I right? So yeah, some fun facts. I like those fun facts. Again, I just love when the Rockies aren't catching strays. They're kept. Yeah. And we saw some pretty good fielding today. We had a little Tovar, Rogers, Montero double play in the first. We had a great line drive catch from Brendan Rogers to end the second. Not so fun. There was like this weird thing that happened. Where was this? It was early in the game. I was in the second inning. This allowed, by the way, Yastrzemski to get to second. But it was like Jordan Beck and Ezekiel Tovar like kind of like bumped into each other trying to catch, and no one made the catch. I don't know if that was ruled an error or not. I wonder like if it will be, because it really would have only been a single, or it could have been nothing if one of them caught it. Actually, if one of them just caught it, it would have been nothing. But still. Yeah, that was definitely like a classic, like Jordan Beck, inexperienced in that left field. A field is hard, too. That's a hard position to play, especially a course. So, oh, are you telling me we got back-to-back walks? Oh. These rocks are made for walking. Draw those walks, boys. We got two men on, one out. Giants are doing a mound visit now. Haha, suckers. Luigi in the Toyota chat. I'm such a Rockies homer. I still have my all-star jacket. It stays in the closet. Probably only worn 10 times. Whenever I get a special occasion jacket, I kind of do feel like it's like, I really like save it for very specific occasions. Also, like I really never wear any of my Rockies gear anymore because I can't wear them to games. Like you're not like supposed to. And like I'm working all the Rockies games. That's why I like to go to some Rockies games when I'm not working. That's why. All right, come on. Let's get this inning going. Jacob Stallings is up. I'm hearing some big cheers from downstairs. They're so excited for Jacob Stallings to be up at the plate right now. Yes, Jacob Stallings. Jacob Stallings, two walks today, so that's pretty good. I like that. I like my odds with him. Let's load the bases on walks. Let's walk a run in. Let's keep it going. What did Cale Makar do? Oh my gosh. Okay. It's a one run game down there.
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
The rally cap is working. Maybe not for the Rockies, but
it's working for someone.
No, it's working for the Rockies. We've got them on base. Let's go.
Let's freaking go. Let's go. I'm itching for these guys to just score a run. I don't want them to get shut out. Come on. All right. Stallings got two strikes though. Yeah, this is officially an Avs chat now. How many screens do you guys have open? There's me. I'm assuming you're still watching the Rockies game. So you got to have at least four screens open.
That's impressive.
These bats are made for walking.
I love that.
That's for sure. Luigi in the Toyota chat, cracking jokes. Jacob Stallings struck out. Who are you? And now we have Montero up. All right, I'm going to manifest this. Montero draws a walk. Jordan Beck, first career home run, grand slam. That would be fun. I'm going to manifest that.
Love it
for us. I really do. Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the Toyota chat. As always, I love talking to you guys. Love talking baseball. And these are tough games, and I'm glad we can watch them together and celebrate together or commiserate together. Wow. I just like checked our Twitter. I was like, ooh, can the Rockies come from behind a course tonight? And this guy on Twitter said, easy answer. No. Wow. Haters all around.
Rude, sir.
Rude. But I mean, he could be right. We're down to one out right now. And Montero is struggling hitter, but who has gone 1-for-3 today? I said that like that was like a really good thing. Like that's, I'll accept it. And he strikes out swinging. All right, game over. Final score. 5-0. Rockies shut out at home. And I'm sure the San Francisco Giants feel great because they just got swept. Anyway, Rockies are 8-26. This rally cap did not work. Luigi, -300 on your prop bet. What is my bet? All right, guys. Kind of a bummer. Yeah, wish we. I just, where are these bats? Where are they? I would love to know this. Where have they gone? Like, come on, guys. I'm speechless. I'm kind of like,
we've got to drum up something at some point, right?
Kind of at a loss for words right now.
As am I.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll have more words on Thursday. We'll be here to watch the conclusion of this series together. We'll do another seventh inning stretch show. That'll start at 5:00 Mountain Time. So join us right back here in the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Tomorrow, Peter Lambert gets the start. Thursday, Cal Quantrill gets the start. And he's been pitching a lot better than the numbers suggest. Because he's only been tagged with one win. But he's given the Rockies so many chances to win. He's given them chances to stay in the game. So we'll see how it goes. I would love to see the Rockies not get swept. I would love to see the Rockies win a series. Because again, they are still the only team in Major League Baseball that hasn't won a series. Hasn't won one. So, I guess it's also true the Rockies still have not scored since the second inning in Sunday's game when Sean Bouchard hit a home run.
Tomorrow's the day.
Thank you for saying that. Tomorrow's a new day. We'll be watching the game, but the show will be back on Thursday. And that's it. Alyssa, where can we follow you on Twitter so we can hear all of your gossip about people who grew up, athletes who grew up in Colorado?
Oh, all the gossip. I don't even think I've tweeted since like 3 months ago, but Avery 21.
All right, guys, you can find me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. I post all my scorecards so you can relive the magic. And follow all the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. We always keep you updated on everything going on in the Rockies cinematic universe. It's a horror movie right now. Oh my gosh, I'm so dramatic. I need to reel it in. All right, guys. We'll talk again on Thursday here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Enjoy the rest of your night. Go Avs.
You all silly like the mayor.